to couples married 50 years, from those looking for love, combining love, and finding love again. Stay tuned as we journey down the pathway of the happily ever after with our celebrity host, Dame Nicole Brandon, the world's top expert in love and having it all.
Well, hi, it's Dame Nicole Brandon, and welcome to Hourglass Bride. It is so wonderful being here on Valentine's. It's spectacular because it's such a conscious network. And as we talk about consciousness, and we talk about love, and we talk about romance, and we talk about passion and heart and spirit and soul, but to do it consciously, to do it with an awareness, with a light, with a vision, is completely different way of leading and living that happily ever after. And today I have such a special and extraordinary guest for you. When we created this show originally, I started with new brides. I started with people that were walking down the aisle and had the whole life in front of them. And where do you begin? And how do you find that happily ever after? And as the years have gone by, the people that have called in and what you've really wanted in heart and spirit and soul and consciousness is everything relationships. It's intimate conversations, how to have different conversations, how to combine your money, how to buy houses, how to combine families and have children. And what about passion at its finest? Whether you are finding love, looking for love, in love for 25, 50, 75, 100 years, love forever after, and letting that ride, that wave inside of you actually hit that pinnacle and peak of what you understand love and consciousness to be. And today's guest is truly an expert in this field. Today we are speaking with Barry Selby, and Barry is known as the love doctor, as a passion consultant, as a love confidant. And internationally around the world, he is the go-to guy for your blueprint for romance and your blueprint of love. And so I am overjoyed to bring to you today a very special, special guest, someone full of wisdom and knowledge and heart and spirit and soul, and embodies what this show is about. So Barry, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's such a joy. It really is. And I love that you're here on this show because it really is everything about relationships, everything about the heart and the spirit and the soul. And so one of my favorite questions, and I always love to ask people, and I'm not even sure that you and I have ever really had this conversation, is the, you know, always the did you know question when you were, you know, a little boy or when you were a teen. If you were you tenderhearted, like were you kind to animals and birds and flowers and trees, or when people were fighting, were you the one that said, no, be nice, or did something happen in your life that doorway opened for you?
The truth, I've spoken about this, so it's not like I'm sort of bringing out the closet, as it were. Growing up, I grew up in a family, my parents were together almost 60 years before my mother passed away. So my parents had a very long relationship, married, solid, stable, loving relationship. And I talk about the thing about we bring from our childhood, and I'll get to that later, the patterns we pick up. But for me personally, as a young child, first of all, for the first 4 years of my life, I was the center of attention because my brother hadn't been born yet. So I was the apple of their eye, as it were. I was loved completely by them. And then as my brother came along and we grew up together, he and I would get into little fights and stuff because we were brothers, that's the way we are. But my parents, to my memory, never actually argued in front of us. So it was always a safe and very loving, safe neighbor safe and loving family and dynamic. So it actually made my dating life challenging because I didn't understand that you can actually have arguments or discord in a relationship and keep going because my parents didn't model that for me that I saw. So I definitely had a very, I say tender-hearted is pretty accurate because I didn't have the understanding that discord and love could go together well. And so when I was at school, sorry, after you.
It's interesting that you say that, you know, and like I was saying, I don't think we've ever talked about this, but to this very day, I have never seen my parents have an argument. Mm. Not one in my entire life. And I actually approached my mom And I asked her, you know, and she said, honey, of course we disagree. You know, we're two different people and we have different viewpoints, but our disagreements were about how to raise you or money or they were our problems, not yours. We would never put them in front of you. But like you, I had no example of disharmony whatsoever.
Right. And it literally played out into my teens and adult dating life because after the chemistry wears off, things happen. And for the first month, 2 months, 3 months, there'd be great chemistry with the girl I was dating. And then something would happen, whatever that was, that would create the discord, the argument, the upset, the frustration, whatever that was. And I would literally sort of disengage and run away from the relationship. And it happened about 4 times in a row because I didn't have any tools. And that's kind of what started this whole journey for me in one sense, because I need to learn and discover what was going on. The thing was also at school, because I didn't know about Discord and stuff, I didn't know how to stand up for myself. I was one of those kids that ended up being bullied. And it was in a lot of ways, it made me a better person, thankfully, looking back. But I didn't know how to stand up to the other boys because that wasn't something I knew growing up needed to happen. So I didn't learn self-defense or other, macho things to sort of be tough kids. So I ended up being a much softer sort of boy growing up. And that's another thing that happened is that the girls who I was going to school with would come to me for counsel and a shoulder to cry on because I was a safe boy. I wasn't the tough guy that the girls were falling in love with. I was just a friend.
Mm.
So, yes, I was definitely the more open-hearted and less sort of macho boy and young man growing up.
Wow, that's so interesting. And then at what point did something shift? Did somebody throw you against a locker or something that you said, okay, I'm done with this? or your heart got broken enough times that you said there's got to be a different way? Or
it was a blend of those in some ways. It definitely happened after I went through, what's become my work really came from after 3 different breakups that happened the same way and same energy with my partners, where each of the women I was with had the same dynamic that I look back on that was one of the core things that attracted me to them, was also the thing that broke us up for me. And what I realized was I was out of alignment between the masculine and the feminine polarity, which is what really opened up my eyes to a whole different part of the conversation about relationship. Because I had all the counseling skills and all the, all of the wisdom to be able to speak to the human development, but the whole masculine and feminine polarity of sexuality and that part, I'd never really learned about until after the last breakup, and that put me into a whole new journey of study and learning and transformation for my own life.
That's so interesting. When you have the book 50 Ways to Love Your Lover, right? Which I love this title. And when you were writing the book, did things come to you that said, if I had only done that, and that became one of the ways?
Basically, I would say some things in that book are things that I've had from life experience from when I was a lot younger. And there is a big chunk of the book talks about the stuff I learned the last several years. But really, a lot of things I've learned over the years, being independent and being in my own process. So there's definitely been let's put it that way. So the book's really just to learn so much I've studied and learned that has worked out in my life, both that did work and didn't work.
It's so interesting. It's the greatest title ever.
Thank you.
It really is. Even when I was, writing to the network and saying, okay, Barry, sell me 50 ways to love your lover. And I was just smiling, just typing it. Like, this is who this man is. You wrote this extraordinary book that has to be a smashing success. And so,
thank you.
And absolutely. And just to be bold enough to step into that. And I think that that's, when you talk about bravery as a child, or you talk about being bullied, or you talk about not having the skills to stand up for yourself in that way, when you write a book like 50 Ways to Love Your Lover, you are stepping completely into who you are. You are boldly, bravely acknowledging this is who I am. This is what I know. This is what I'm an expert in. This is what I stake claim at being able to assist people with in a life path and life journey. And what a cool thing that you have come from this one place. to another. I know that when we created the bridal show, ironically, this very show, we had Sherry Geffen, who is mm-hmm. designer for the stars.
Yeah.
And she took me to do photographs. And we would be in these couture places, and I was trying on these bridal dresses. And some of the dresses were $12,000, $15,000 couture dresses.
Yeah.
I wrote what an odd experience it is for someone who has never been married to go into a bridal salon and try on wedding dresses. And I said, I still remember when I rented a refrigerator that the guy at the checkout counter said, talk about fear of commitment, a refrigerator? Look how far I've come. And I look at you and you say, I had no tools to deal with relationships. And now you are a master. You are known internationally as a love doctor and a passion consultant, a love confident, and you are the go-to person around the world for relationships. And kudos to you. I mean, what a brilliant journey to step into that and to learn so much that you can now share it with the world. So
thank you. Well, truthfully, it's the passion, because that's the thing. Once I started getting interested, it became so enlivening and also so rewarding, because I realized how much I can help other people. So it's just driving force in my purpose to help people live authentically, particularly in their relationships. So it's driving me every time I learn something new to teach it and share it. Yeah, it's fun.
Well, we come back from break. I can't wait to hear about all that you're doing and how you're helping people find their blueprint of love. So more with Barry Selby here on Hourglass Bride and Bridal Talk Radio, everything relationships on Untimes. And Barry is just absolutely incredible, and I feel so blessed and so gifted to find him this journey and pathway to love. Barry Selby, when we were starting.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Live with Medium Lisa Phoenix, Mediumship Messages and Musings, explores mediumship and all things metaphysical. Lisa Phoenix invites you to reach above and beyond your everyday experiences to explore new dimensions in the spirit world. She will do live readings to connect callers to their loved ones in spirit, shares engaging stories and teachings from her own personal experience, and will have intriguing conversations with other mediums, spiritual teachers, and healers to help you understand the metaphysical world so you can connect to these forces in your day-to-day life. Join your hosts on this magical and metaphysical journey into the world of spirit every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Hourglass Bride and Bridal Talk Radio with Barry Selby, the author of 50 Ways to Love Your Lover. He is creator of the Blueprint of Love, known as the Love Doctor, a passion consultant, a love confident. So, Barry, I have to ask you, how did you become the Love Doctor? I love that. I love the music. Just seems like it works for you. Like, we should have martinis and be in a lounge right now. As we had that comeback music from the break, I was like, oh, this is so perfect for the Love Doctor.
Yeah, that would be next time we'll do that one. Definitely. Lounging by the pool will be wonderful. So, your question. So, how did I become the Love Doctor? I think it's become more of an affectionate name that's friends and clients, because this has become, I mean, it's my vernacular. It's my primary resource state to be in. So, I tend to receive lots of questions and requests for guidance that up until I realized it was a business, I was just giving away for free. And so, I sort of got nicknamed the Love Doctor by some friends who just loved the way I was with them and with friends and how I was with people, because it's just my desire to serve and make a difference.
It's so fabulous. And I know that you talk on your website about the blueprint of love. And can you talk a little bit about that? Because I just love that idea.
Sure. Well, the actual program's title is called the Romance Blueprint, but actually it's interesting because that may be changing as it is. So now you call it the Blueprint of Love. That may be the new name. Who knows? But what it is I've really become clear with all the stuff I've learned. I mean, my book has 50 principles in it, so it's not just one or two. But I'm aware that there are three particular elements, three particular keys that are fundamental from which everything else can grow for having a healthy relationship, particularly for single people, as this is more directed, the audience I direct to. And the keys that the blueprint is that these three elements are specifically targeted or specifically focused in areas of our life that we may or may not focus on when we're trying to look for dates. For example, for those conscious type people who have seen the movie The Secret or have read The Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks, the Law of Attraction, one thing they teach, or I should say in The Secret, the movie, they talk about creating a vision board, which is basically like a collage, for those of you who haven't done one before, that is a collage of all these pictures of what they want to create with affirmational words and pictures themselves in it. In my work, that's a first step, not the final step, for having a vision of where you want to go, because it is fundamental that if you want to know where you're going, you need to have a vision. Because as, I can't remember who it was who wrote this, I want to say it's Isaac, it might have been Einstein, but I may be wrong. We said that basically if you don't know where you're going, if you don't know where you're going, how do you know when you get there? So it's important to have a vision. So that's one of the three pieces I work with as a vital key. And so I start with a vision board, but then I walk them, like the looking glass, through the vision board into the experience of where they want to travel. Because one of the things I've discovered is that what attracts the vision is the feeling tone, the level of connection that is magnetic, not so much the pictures, but how you feel about the pictures. And so I walk my clients through that vision into their relationship, as if it's already happening, so they can experience it and become, one, magnetic to it, and two, sensitive to when the person shows up, they'll be able to recognize them more easily.
That's great. Oh my goodness. That's wonderful. I want to walk into my... Let's go there today. I mean, I absolutely love that idea. Barry, that's wonderful. And so how do you do that? Do you have workshops or do you work one-on-one with clients, or what's the best way for someone to work with you?
Well, in the Romance Blueprint program, which is at this point is still running, and also have a program called Romance Attraction Mastery. It's a very big name for a very small program, which basically is a six-week version of the big piece of that element, which is vision. But truthfully, I'm much more effective and much more supportive when I do it with the clients one-on-one. I will be doing some live events later on this year. I don't have them scheduled yet, but if someone joins my email list or they watch my website, they'll see that posted when it happens. But primarily I work with clients one-on-one, because to walk with them hand in hand to create their vision is so joyful for me, because I can really feel their heart growing and thriving in this energy. So it's kind of selfish in a way they get to work with them.
Wow. And then when they walk through this doorway, this pathway, this place in which their love or their romance is held on the other side. And then does it stay? Or do you like slide back? Or is that once you're there, do you get it? Does it click? Does it connect?
Well, that's the thing. That's why there's three elements. One element is definitely the piece that is the vision board. So once you've got that piece in process and it's a key piece, there's two others. And one of the other pieces, and this is one of the things I talk about in my work as well, I'll sidetrack slightly for a second. If you know anything about icebergs, like the one that Titanic hit, most of the icebergs below the surface, you know, there's about roughly, I'm not sure exactly the numbers, but something give or take, 20-25% of the icebergs above the surface that you can see, but the other 75-80% is below the surface and is invisible. Now, why I'm saying that is subconscious mind and conscious mind are the same way. And what happens is from our youngest age, from 0 to about 8, 9 years old, give or take, our subconscious mind is basically what we have. As a child, we don't really have a conscious mind in place yet. So for the first 8-9 years, we're a sponge taking everything around us we learn. So we learn beliefs and rules and ways of doing things from the adults around us who are our gods, basically, because they're the big people. And as a child, we don't know right from wrong whatever's going on, really, until we're about, let's say, getting closer to 8, 9, 10 years old. That's when the conscious mind becomes more in charge and present and becomes the gatekeeper, so to speak. So it becomes more discerning of what we take in as truth, as knowledge, as the way things are. So what that literally means is that our first formative years are generally where we get imprinted from many things in our life, including how relationships work. So to have a vision of a relationship is wonderful, and to walk through that vision is magnetic. It's a beautiful experience, and it's very powerful. However, our subconscious mind, like the base of the iceberg below the surface, is much more potent and much bigger than our conscious mind, which is like the tip of the iceberg above the surface. So what that means is if you were, say, for example, getting into a car to drive to New York from L.A., imagine giving the steering wheel to the 5-year-old. The odds are likely you're not going to go where you want to go. And that's kind of the way the subconscious works. Because if, for example, well, I'll put it in my case. I'm just juggling my head when I say this. I know in a couple of cases with clients where they were raised in a somewhat abusive environment, not necessarily physically, but it was emotionally abusive. And so they discovered, or I should say they were upset to find that their boyfriends they attracted were also emotionally abusive. Well, it wasn't what they wanted, but the subconscious mind attracted to them without any restriction. It basically was automatic. It happened because that part of the mind is running automatically because it's not governed by the conscious mind. So patterns from childhood get imprinted there and they play out. So I talk about how some relationship patterns are hereditary because we learn them as kids from the adults and then we repeat them when we're adults. And abuse is one of those. So it could be abuse or it could be neglect. It could be something else. It could even be smothering. But the patterns we learn as a child tend to play out in our adult life until we have conscious ability to change them. So in my work, in addition to the vision piece, I work with my clients to make peace with their past, to release the baggage they've been carrying around for years, perhaps, that has been playing out in every relationship to this point and that no longer serves them.
So much fun. It is. It's like enchanted fun. And you have such a beautiful voice. Like, I would think it would be so easy for people to talk to you because you could just talk to you forever. Like, oh, yes, you can just keep telling me things and I'll be really happy and really content. You really kind of, it's so melodic and it's so soothing. And it feels so supportive to truly in sharing with you. And I know we're going to jump to a break in just a few minutes, but quickly tell me where we can buy 50 Ways to Love Your Lover, where we can find it.
You can find it on Amazon. It's available there as a soft cover or as a Kindle edition. If you go to my site and you actually go to 50waystoloveyourlover.com, goes to the page on my site where the book is shown. You get it as the ebook there, and the link is there for the Kindle version. You go straight, that goes you to Amazon. So either way works. And I say it's available in soft cover, ebook, and Kindle.
Just so great. And then how does somebody find you to work with you to go through this incredible visioning and be inside the vision board and actually see their love and romance and walk through there and then remain there, which I think is just, you know, as you're talking about the three steps process, to actually be able to connect with the love of your life and have that kind of passion for
it. Well, they can go to my site, which the easy way to get there is to go to barryselby.com. That's the most easy way to find me directly. I particularly like people to find out more about me, but also to book a session, a free consult with me by clicking on the consult button so they can find out more about what I can do for them and I can find out what they're looking for so I can help them.
That's just, it's so amazing. And I know that in just a minute we're jumping to the break and we come back. Something that I have just been absolutely drawn to in your work. Not that, I mean, I'm drawn to everything that you do. I just think it's fascinating and extraordinary and fun and whimsical and life-changing and challenging and life-altering and all of these things. But you have been working specifically recently in the forum of femininity and what women can be.
Yes.
And I honestly don't know anybody else. And all the guests that I've had in all the years that I've been doing the shows, I've never had a guest come on that actually is a master in the feminine of what a woman can be. A lot of people work on leadership roles or having to, you know, stay as a goddess, you know, or how to be able to be in their feminine and not in the masculine, or how to juggle the mother load and work and have a relationship and their children, all of that at the same point. But yours is such a specific nugget and gem of intentionality and possibility and realms of glorious, luscious, you know, all that is available out there. And so I would love when we come back from break to dive into that, because I just think that's just such a very different subject than anything we've talked about. And the fact that you hold that in the palm of your hands and offer that to people as well, and you do it so beautifully and is just fabulous. So more with Barry Selby when we return. The Love Doctor, Passion Consultant, Love Confident, here on Hourglass Bride, Bridal Talk Radio.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Well, hi, why it's the Martini Station. It's Nicole Brandon here with Barry Selby on Hourglass Bride and Bridal Talk Radio. We're talking about the blueprint of love and passion, envisioning your romance and how to step into that picture, not just have it, but actually make it a reality, and how to be coached to do that, which I just think is incredible. And then right before the break, I was asking Barry about something very special that he focuses on, which I just think is just one of the most beautiful things I've heard, and certainly something that as soon as I knew that this is what he was doing, my heart opened at a very different level, and that is the feminine and what women can be. And so, Barry, I would love you to talk about that for a little bit, because I just, wow.
I can feel that. actually, it's perfect. It ties into the third element of those three pieces I was talking about. First one about future vision, second one about making peace with the past. And talking about the past and the future, the one piece missing is the present. And so in my program and in my work, I talk about working in the present moment. And because my clientele are 99% women, the feminine is very much a part of that. And the way it comes through lately is the language keeps evolving. Well, let me just say it this way. There's two things. One is the way I talk about my work when people ask me is that I am dedicated to helping single successful women learn to love again, to heal their hearts, to own the magnificence, and attract the love they truly deserve. And in the feminine part, because I've done work, my studies for the last 7-8 years has been the masculine and feminine polarity. There's been a lot in the last 2 or 3 years about the goddess movement. Now, I don't want to be disparaging, because a lot of women need to find their own goddess connection. And I've studied with some master teachers, which have really taught me so many things. So it's not my own creation. This is stuff I've learned, but I share it in my own flavor. The goddess movement has I think there's two stages. The first stage, which many teachers are doing, and I'm going to be somewhat sarcastic saying it this way, but the goddess movement has gotten to the point where they teach women how to sort of take away the stiffness of the masculine model they're wearing, which is understandable, but stepping into the feminine so they have more flow and dance, but it's done through silks and veils and dancing barefoot on the beach, which is, for me, a wonderful first step for so many women who have not connected to their flow, their grace, and their dancing. However, my passion, my championing for the feminine is really for the women who are stepping into leadership in the feminine energy, because there's been a quote that's gone around social media a lot for the last year. The Dalai Lama has been saying how the world will be saved by the Western woman. And he spoke, this was, I believe, in Canada back in 2006. He said this in front of a peace conference. And I said, when I saw that quote, he's missing one word. When I'm like, how can you say that about the Dalai Lama? But what he said and what I think he actually meant, though, not so much that the world will be saved by the Western women, but the world will be saved by the Western feminine woman. Because that, to me, is what's missing, is that so many women over the last, since the women's liberation and the feminist movement started in the 60s and 70s, has put women into the male-dominated business world and the arena, so they've basically competed in the same way that men are. And for many women, that's what messed up their relationships, to be honest. It messed up my relationships with women, because they were competing in the male world against me, and it was really confrontive in a way. But what I really feel is coming forward, and what's needed more than ever, is women who are able to bring their feminine energy into the business world, into the political world, into the change-making world, because that's the energy of collaboration, connection, deep passion for love, for life, and for making a difference that is required. And that's where my juice and my passion is, to help women really connect to that place inside themselves, because it's missing. It's what's frankly going to turn our downward spiral of this planet around. So I have a lot of passion for that.
That's just incredible. Just wanted to think about it. And when you talk about that's what's needed. Mm-hmm. So at what point are there barriers? At what part are there walls? Where is there resistance to what a woman can actually be when she's fully embodied?
For a lot of women, what I believe is going on is there's a fear they won't be loved by men. And I've seen it happen more than once. And frankly, the men who it's going to scare need to be scared. because from the male side of things, there's a couple of flavors between, and I talk about in my book, between the macho and the masculine, which is two different things. And I never did do the macho thing very well. I was kind of clunky at it when I tried it, and a lot of men survive well there. But that's the old model, which is frankly a shell. It was like big cojones, but no heart, no spine, no direction. Whereas the masculine energy, the male masculine energy, is direction, purpose, legacy. It's really making a difference to the world, but it's heart-driven, from compassion, but with real mission intent. That masculine energy is matched by the power of the feminine, where the women who are living their feminine energy are kind of the place where they can be very much in the flow and grace of life, but they also carry a big sword because they're about making things happen. So there's a very decisive energy, but it's from a really potent feminine energy. And it's different from the masculine energy. And that's the whole, this the dance. And that's really where the true polarity of relationship comes from, is the extreme polarity of the masculine and feminine are like the powerful magnets, north and south poles. It's really attractive to each other.
It's interesting because I always think about the Wild Wild West. I know, truly. And I mean, I know probably, you know, coming from the UK, that's not where, you know, your consciousness is. But that's always what, you know, I end up thinking about is the Wild Wild West and these women that traveled, you know, across the land.
Yes.
And children and carrying barrels and carrying their homes. And then finally they would be set up someplace. And wherever it is that they were set up, it was just absolutely amazing because then the men would go off and they would, you know, go hunt, you know, and rope and do whatever it is. And they'd be left alone to take care of these entire villages and towns. And
right.
So women were so feminine, but so strong in the process. So very
yes.
strong in the process.
That's the true feminine for me, because the business environment really changed women out of that into sort of this much smaller way of playing. And that's the thing about what women don't understand. At least that's what I've written. They need to. I'm going to be careful I say this. I want to make sure women know this more about themselves. One of my teachers said how the masculine energy is a very powerful force. And it's like the biggest, if you can imagine the biggest ocean-going container ship that is, you know, 3 miles long, that is the biggest ship ever on the ocean that takes 4 days to turn. That's the masculine energy. Very strong, very directional, and massive. But the feminine energy is the ocean it sits on. That's how much more powerful the feminine energy is, because feminine energy is life itself. The life force of the planet, the life force of the universe is feminine. So what women have the ability to do is tap into an incredible infinite supply of energy that will, well, it moves mountains, literally.
It's so great just to hear you talk that way and to think about it. And I love the dancing with the veils on the beach. And there is something, you know, to that and to all of that. And so when women are afraid to step into their feminine power because they're afraid that a man is not going to love them if they're too strong or too connected. And so what do you say to those women?
This is where it becomes more refined. And for the women who choose this, I'm a big supporter of, because I love what's going to happen when this does work. Men, frankly, to a degree, we're a lazy bunch. And so for us to get out and do something, we have to be motivated. And a woman who is in her feminine, in her pure, direct feminine energy, is very attractive to any man who knows better. Yes, the ones who are in wearing the masks or pretending to be something they're not will be scared off by women like this, which is good, because they wouldn't want to be in a relationship with those guys anyway. But a woman who's in a feminine will attract to her a man who will need to step up to his masculine, because she will basically not settle for less. And so it brings out his best, and he will shine, and he will be the man who she's been dreaming of. Not so much as the gentleman, but the kind-hearted warrior that can stand by her side and will protect her, serve her, and be at her beck and call as well in a very honorable, positive way.
I love when you talk about the warm-heartedness of
yes.
someone or the soul of somebody, because I think that that's so important. And so often today, I find that people fall in love with things. They fall in love because somebody, you know, has red hair, or they're a blonde, or because they're a doctor, or because they like, you know, jazz music. And I, you know, and I remember, and I've talked about this before on the shows, that the highest divorce rate, I think, ever was in East Germany after the wall came down. Because before the wall came down, people didn't know they liked sushi. They didn't know they liked jazz music. They didn't. And as they got to step into who they were no longer, you know, at side by side or matched or mated with their partner. And so for somebody that's in a relationship now, or has been in a marriage or been in a relationship, and as they are growing and stepping into their divine power, and there creates this imbalance, do you share it's okay to still be, like, people are afraid to lose their friends or afraid to lose their partner or their mates if they are really who they want to be or who they are?
Well, the thing is, it's not carte blanche, yes or no. The piece of this is vital because living true with your heart, because one of my core values that that I talk about a lot in work and in relationship particularly is being authentic. And if you're wearing a mask to fit into a relationship that is the only way you think you'll survive, you're doomed to fail anyway. So it's better that you reveal your true nature, your true colors. And yes, if you're in a relationship that's been going for a long time, it doesn't hurt to do it in a gentle way and actually do it in agreement with your partner. But if you are going to be hiding behind this mask of who you're not, It's like trying to juggle too many plates. One's going to drop eventually. So it's better to be honest and authentic all the way through. That's why I like working with singles, ideally, because they're set up right from the get-go, that where there's nothing to hide or pretend to but not be something, to be something they're not. It supports them in being really authentic and honest and real. And yes, in relationships, there's an evolution. Again, in my book, I talk about the rubber band theory of relationships, that when two people are together in a relationship, there's generally some tension in that relationship of some sort, always is. But as a couple grows, and often what happens is one of the partners grows faster than the other one does, then there's more tension put on the relationship.
Wow. Well, when we come back from break, I'd love to talk more about that, because I know we're jumping in just a second here, but I love that idea of the rubber band. And I'm also really curious if people ever are surprised by who they are or who they become when you allow them to open the door and to see who they really are and what's really in their heart. And so more with Barry Selby when we return here on Hourglass Bride and Bridal Talk Radio and On Times, everything relationships. But
conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio.
every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Hi, it's Nicole Brandon. We are back on Hourglass Bride with Barry Selby. You know, I love the fact that the ads are on rotation and I get to hear myself occasionally. Wow.
That was wonderful.
A wonderful show. We should go there. We should do that show. And then here we are. It's just, it's always so much fun. It just always makes me laugh and smile. So it's so wonderful to be here. And right before break, Barry, I was asking you about, you were talking about the rubber band effect. So let's go back to that really quick. So
yes. Okay. So, and this is something I discovered both for myself and for my clients. So let's recap. When relationships begin and get exciting, the chemistry goes, there's a certain tension the relationship keeps it exciting, because if there's no tension, it's boring. And most couples like to keep the excitement going. What happens, though, is over time, usually one person more than the other one will start to find something, whether they find a yoga practice or a spiritual teacher or a new path that they study that takes them to a new level. It puts greater tension on the relationship like a rubber band, and it stretches it. What happens, though, is that at that point, there's a choice point, but one of three things can happen. In ideal situations, the second partner who has seen their first partner start to grow and evolve through whatever path they've chosen will choose to say, I want to be with this partner, and they'll either find a parallel path, a different path, or the same path. They'll raise them to a new level of awareness, and the relationship becomes back into its normal state of mild tension versus extreme tension. The other two things, though, are not so fun. One is that the person who partners start following this path of growth and evolution looks back at their partner and chooses their partner over their path, which is unfortunate, but it does happen sometimes where the partner who's grown decides to go back down, as it were, to go back to the place where they're in comfort and safety versus reaching out on their own to grow and evolve, because they know the other choice, which is the third one, is that the partner who doesn't want to grow stays where they are, and if you pull a rubber band hard enough, it will snap. And the relationship will basically be over because the person who's growing chooses their growth rather than their partner, because their partner won't move. And that's unfortunately what can happen when one partner evolves and the other one doesn't. And I've seen it happen in seminars, in teachings, on the trainings, where a couple will go into a growing environment, call it a seminar or a training or a retreat, and when they come out the other end, I've seen them break up because one is growing, the other one isn't. And it's an unfortunate side effect of people owning up to their authentic nature that one person who is growing sees that they must grow for their own health and survival almost, whereas the other part doesn't feel it and will not do the same thing.
That's so interesting. I mean, it really is intriguing, and how wonderful to have someone like you to be able to talk to about it and say, why is this happening and what's going on, and reflect on it and be able to learn some tools and techniques and keys to be able to move forward, whether together or apart, but to actually be able to handle it instead of becoming an emotional wreck or sort of, you know, in a churner and not really knowing why you're spinning or what's happening or, you know, why the motion
is. What's your track?
Yes. And so, I mean, I just think what you do is just such a gift. It's so amazing.
Thank you.
No, I mean, truly, it's fabulous. And then thank you for being who you are. And then one of my other questions I was asking right before break is someone ever surprised, like, you know, Cinderella all of a sudden, you know, puts on the dress and she, like, you know, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo or something, and you are this beautiful being inside yourself and outside yourself. And does somebody ever just say, wow, is that really me? You know, in the ring?
It's happened more than once. And frankly, it's one of those... it's like the icing on the cake for me. When someone who I've seen from the get-go, I sort of get a sense of where they're going or who they are, and they don't see it for themselves until after we work together for a while, when they get it, it's such magic and such joy for me to celebrate them, because it's what they deserve and who they become. And it's not, because the thing is, it's not an ego-based place. This is a heart-based experience. And so seeing them thrive and express and be their true nature, celebrating who they are, it's one of the greatest feelings there is.
Just so much fun. I can't imagine being you. It must be such a fun life. Now, you said that you work with mostly women,
yes.
But you work with some men as well, correct?
Occasionally, because sometimes men do have the choice, or should say make the choice, they want to grow and learn and become more able to have an amazing relationship as well.
So that's, I mean, to me, that's just so special. And I know that you work all around the world. I mean, that you are known. I talk to people in Australia and New Zealand and India, and everybody knows you and everybody loves you and everybody just thinks you're the bomb, which you are.
Thank you.
And so do you, can you work on Skype with people or one? I mean, how does that work if somebody is in Malta or somebody is in, you know, Paris today?
Absolutely we can. I mean, it just makes scheduling a bit more challenging because of time zones, but frankly, you know, I have clients in different parts of the country and other parts of the world. It's definitely by Skype, by phone if it's local, in person even if it's local. I'm not afraid to meet somebody in person. I've actually got one client who's local, and we do meet about every third, fourth session. We do meet in person, so it's just a matter of convenience then. But frankly, where there's communication, there's a way. So absolutely, with clients anywhere in the world.
It's so brilliant and so much fun. And so you said there are three stages. And is there anything that people that are listening to the show today, some advice that you could say, here's just a little key. If you even just take this step towards opening the door to your heart and love, it's a good place to begin.
Yeah, actually, the one I realized I've been talking about recently with one of my clients, and it's one I talk about at work too. I mentioned the three different elements. There was one which is basically the clear vision of the future that you walk into. The second one is about making peace with your past and letting go of that. And the third one about literally embracing who you are, in this case with the women, and they're feminine. But the part of that I want to talk about too is that really what comes up in being in the present is to love yourself. And what I literally mean is that if you're looking for a healthy relationship, it obviously starts, I mean, people have heard this, but the truth is this: you have to be in love with yourself first so you can add to the relationship, or so to say, add to your life with the relationship. Because I've seen so many codependent relationships because the media and the music industry and everybody else portrays the message that, you know, I can't live without you and I'll die if I don't have you sort of thing, which is totally codependent. So by having practices in place where you are self-supportive and you own who you are and you love who you are, again, heart-based, not ego-based, you become fulfilled. So you don't actually need a relationship, but a relationship becomes additive to who you are, so that when two partners like that meet up, it isn't a 50-50 relationship. This is also in my book. It's a 100-100 relationship. So a relationship is way more than 100%. It's actually 200% because it's two full individuals coming together in connection, in love, and desire. So each person brings 100% of themselves into the relationship with their partner. The old 50-50 model is so out of date and so not real. So the one thing that anybody can do is single now who wants to attract an amazing relationship is really spend time loving themselves, whether it's looking in the mirror and telling themselves they love themselves, or it's doing affirmations, or it's doing things in their life, whether it's diet or exercise or meditation or anything that are self-loving practices. Those things will help prepare them for an amazing relationship.
Such a great answer. And as we talk about happily ever after and romance and passion and love, what does love mean to you?
You wanted to ask me the question now? I should ask it at the beginning. Well, love is the fuel. Love is the life. In spiritual teachings, I know that love is basically what the expression of God is. So love is the ability to be one with spirit, to connect to yourself, to connect with everybody else. It's the fluid that connects everything. And it's the energy that I think really heals and grows and transforms life itself.
Great answer. And definitely something to put on our website. I absolutely love that. And, you know, for those of you that are out there and listening from around the world, Barry's been on several of our shows throughout the years and always just brings such amazing information and advice and just incredible wisdom and knowledge and heart and spirit and soul. And so if you're interested in listening to any of his previous shows, any of the encores, you can just send a text message to 55678, and the message is Nicole. And any of his shows could be just downloaded right into your phone or any mobile device, which is always wonderful. I know that people, you know, do everything in their house. They're, you know, busy taking care of their kids and doing their laundry and, you know, creating the next masterpiece and doing their visioning boards and listening to your voice and all the melodic sounds of the heart and the spirit and the soul and the wonderful things that you share with people. And so that is available. Simply send a text, 55678, and the message is Nicole, and you can download Barry, and certainly here on Om Times, and your website again, Barry, and how they can work with you personally, and also 50 ways to love your lover, how to get the book.
Right. The main site is just go to Barry Selby. That's BarrySelb, as in Baker, Y.com. If you want to have a session with me to talk about what they want to learn, how I can help them, just go to BarrySelby.com/consult. The book they can see if they go to – the book is on the website too. My programs are there too. All that sort of stuff is on my site. So just start with BarrySelby.com and then have fun.
Thank you for that. And for those of you that are in other countries, this week we are celebrating the 4th of July here, which is independence and freedom here in the United States. And it's so appropriate that Barry's on our show today because really, as Barry is sharing all of this information for the blueprint of love and the feminine and what women can be, and as a love doctor, a passion consultant, a love confident, and all that he gifts and grants people, we're really talking about freeing your heart and freeing your spirit and freeing your soul and freeing your consciousness and freeing your ability to have that happily ever after and the kind of love and romance and passion and lusciousness that you always knew you dreamed of and desired and deserved. And you weren't quite sure if it was possible, and it is. It's right in front of you, and Barry has a great bridge to get there. And so I am so proud and so honored to have you with us today, especially this week, Barry, of all times. It's just always wonderful talking to you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So for all of you out there, it's Nicole Brandon and Barry Selby, and we are wishing you a happily ever after, joyous life, wondrous life, life of passion, romance, and love, and lust, and unbridled love. May all of your wishes and visions and dreams come true. See you next week here on Our Last Project. I'm going to be on the Thank you.